Evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Lilburn, Georgia, home of the Parkview Panthers, as Bill Osborne and Wes James, just like old times, bringing you Lions High football right here live on 99.5 Kicks Country. As with the game change from Friday to Saturday, so many different things took precedent in a lot of things. Of course, the Georgia Bridgemen could not make the trip here because of the day change. Most of our crew could not make it because of the day change. So Wes James and I said, you know what? We did this once before several years ago. We can do it again. Now we will have Taylor Biddle. He's going to join us about kickoff, and he's going to cover sideline for us. But we're going to miss folks like Marty Rogers and Taylor Stubbs and who else? Larry Godwin and Chuck Lawrence. I mean, we're going to miss all those guys tonight. We won't have our live in-game stats. That's going to be a little bit different for us tonight. So we do want to thank Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of the stats, but unfortunately tonight we won't have those live stats for you. Maybe we can pick some up at halftime and maybe at the end of the game as well. As you're listening to the countdown to kickoff tonight here live from Lilburn, Georgia, we're going to take a quick break here on the countdown to kickoff. When we come back, it'll be Wes James and myself. We're going to talk a little bit about this game coming up and who we think will be some impact players today. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this five-minute break. And welcome back to the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by The Beanery. Skillfully roasted, artfully blended, along with Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services, we are live in Lilburn, Georgia, home of the Parkview Panthers for the Viking game against the Parkview Panthers. We're 1-1 on the season, and joining me in the press box is the big man himself, Wes James. Wes, nice trip up to Lilburn today on a Saturday, wasn't it?
It sure was a nice trip. Left early this morning, got up here in time to get a bite to eat, and we'll come and check out the stadium and kind of reminisce a little bit, because the last time I was here was in 2004, and this big old room that we're in here now, I was in by myself. But I got to reminisce a little bit and tell the wife about some of the things that happened and go get a bite to eat and then come back, and you and Miss Cindy were here, and nothing's really changed. It's still the big orange jungle. The team come walking in, and as soon as they come in through the pine trees to our right, they started blaring "Welcome to the Jungle" like they did in 2004. Big difference is what's on the other side compared to what was on the other side in 2004.
Well, I was in that crowd in 2004. I had not joined you on the broadcasting crew yet. Started the very next year, 2005. But we had come up. My son was a freshman, so we came up with some friends. We were here 2.5-3 hours before kickoff, and we were up there with, I don't know how many of that stand holds, but it was full. We had everybody, we were shoulder to shoulder, every person that you could put in that stand, they were in those stands, and when those kids broke through those pine trees to our right, the crowd erupted. No matter whether it was the Welcome to the Jungle song, the crowd erupted. And Coach McPherson still talks about that game that day, and what it was like to have the fans here and in full throat that night. And great game, 17-14 win for our Vikings, a state championship. What a great night.
Who was the field goal kicker back then?
Curtis Smith.
What
big
Curtis?
Orange shoes.
And guess where those orange shoes are?
He gave it to somebody. I forgot who.
They're in my collection.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Signed and in my football memorabilia collection, and will always be there. But Bill, I remember coming up that year in 2004. You folks had gotten here maybe an hour or so before I had. But when I got here, there were so many people tailgating.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was tents set up. I think folks had been up here. I think
most of the day, I think.
Had come up and maybe even spent the night before. And the folks up here at Parkview were so hospitable. They had a room set up behind us because it was on television, Georgia Public Television.
Right.
They had a hospitality room for all media. We're back there. Of course, down below us, they've got a hospitality room. They've been really great hosts since we've been up here today.
They really have. As I look out onto the field, the Vikings in the white-on-white this year, very unusual. It's something new this year. The crimson helmet, so they're white-on-white with the crimson numbers. You look to the other side, and the orange Parkview Panthers in orange pants, orange jerseys, and orange helmets.
And, Bill, already the old man's eyes, I'm looking down there saying, whoa, I'm going to have a little bit of trouble with those orange jerseys, orange pants, and those not real bright blue numbers on there.
Yeah, it will be. And we're up, of course, on the home side of the stadium. It's the only press box, but a very nice press box nonetheless here on the home side. of Carl Bostic Field. Nothing on the visitor side except stands. And if you look out there, if our band would have been there, I don't know that they would. They'd have filled it up, that's for sure.
And I know the folks are saying, well, why didn't the band make the trip? I had a chance to talk with our superintendent earlier this afternoon. He was here and we talked. And it was a call that I think John Bowman himself made. But he said, due to the fact that it was a Labor Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
parents had already scheduled time. Their kids yep. already scheduled time. They were going away for the weekend. And he didn't want to be traveling. And he didn't, honestly, he just didn't have enough kids to bring up here.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at our crew as well. All of our guys had other plans, and then, of course, with the storm coming through on Thursday, Marty Rogers couldn't be here. If you don't know, Marty is an insurance adjuster, so you can imagine he's pretty busy today.
Well, Marty said that in the month of August, he had 24 claims that he had received in the month of August.
Right.
As of Friday night, he had taken in 36.
Yeah, so he's going to be a busy guy for the next several weeks, I'm sure. And of course, other guys had other things going on. I look down there, Parkview looks like a pep van. They don't look like they have their full band either. So I'm sure with the holiday, with the change from Friday to Saturday, there are a lot of different things. I was driving up, and I'm thinking, I bet we got 100, I hope maybe 300 fans from Lowndes that show up today.
And of course, there were some of the parents, some of the players' parents were already up here. But you look at it and you say, I know folks looked and said, well, we could have played this last night. You could have come on up. But you did not know, the school administration did not know what that weather was going to do.
Yep.
Because that hurricane was moving slow. And if it had settled in to the early morning hours, it could have been 10, 11, 12 o'clock before it even began to pass through. And you just can't jeopardize children's lives like that.
Well, and I think it was, you would have come here, would have been great weather, we'd have been able to play the game. It's the transportation from Valdosta to here that would have created the issues. And that was the whole thing when the decision was made Thursday evening to make that change. So I think it was probably the best thing to do in the interest of the hurricane coming through, the safety of our players. Unfortunately, the Georgia Bridgemen couldn't be here, but I know they're here in spirit.
And you know they are, and we're back here at the Big Orange Jungle and in Parkview, a beautiful place for one of the prettiest high school stadiums there is around to come see a football game. You would think maybe because when you look at Gwinnett County, you know, there's what, five schools? I'm sorry about that door, folks.
Yeah, that door just, there's a bunch of cheerleaders running in and out, and the door just slams every time they come in and out. But, yeah, I'm not a big fan of football fields with tracks around them. This is a track, but it is nicely done. It doesn't feel like we're that far removed. You go to some places like McConnell-Talbert, I really feel like we're so far removed.
Right.
Number one, the press box is so far away, and that big track that separates them as well. But this one's nicely done. It's a nice place to come. We were here a couple years ago for a baseball playoff just across the way on the other side of the school. So I hadn't been that long since I've been here to Lilburn, though.
Of course, it's been a long time since I've been here, since I stopped doing the baseball broadcast and you took them over. And it's been a minute or two since I've been up here.
It really has. It's going to be a fun night tonight. We're going to have all the action for you. Taylor Biddle will be here right about kickoff. We'll send him down to the sidelines. We will be able to get that perspective. His goal when I talked to him today was to be here in time for the coin toss. He's over at the Georgia Dome watching the Georgia-North Carolina game right now.
It was, and in fact, they had it on the big screen, and the last I checked, my Tar Heels and the Georgia Bulldogs were tied 7-7. Somebody's not paying any attention to me as I say that.
But that's okay.
But Georgia and North Carolina was tied 7-7. Go Tar Heels.
Well, Wes, I want to thank our pregame sponsors, the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services, for their sponsorship of the Countdown to Kickoff. Be sure, and if you need them, give Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services a call at 2405 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Their number is 333-2351. They offer premarital counseling, marriage counseling, domestic violence and anger management, DUI classes, defensive driving, and substance abuse. That is Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. And, of course, they have all licensed professional therapists, and they are a great organization. Thank you for your sponsorship of the Countdown to Kickoff. Wes, I say we'll take about a two-minute break here. When we come back, let's start talking about some of these players that we think are going to make an impact in tonight's game. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to the Lounge Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. I'm Bill Osborne, along with Wes James, up high above the Carl Bostic Field here at the Big Orange Jungle, Parkview High School, as our Lounge High Vikings prepare to take on the Parkview Panthers. The third game of the season for the Vikings, 1-1 on the season. A very good showing last week against the Bayside Bears, a 69-0 whipping is the best way to put it. But this is going to be a huge test tonight against these Parkview Panthers, Wes.
Well, I'm talking to some of the Parkview folks when I got here. They were asking about the Valdosta game and the way it was, and then Bayside. And they said 35 points in the first quarter. How many punts did you return? How many interceptions? I said those were five offensive touchdowns where we stopped them and went back and scored. Our team, and what I liked about that, and I said it in my little pregame thing that I did, was in the scene setter, is it showed that our Vikings, no matter what happens, still can come out, no matter who the opponent is, and come out with some fire and play with a vengeance after and taking, you know, looking adversity right in the face and catching a bunch of flack for a week, but then come right back out and play football.
Yeah.
And not take a game like that for granted and say, hey, we're going to play. So that's why I'm excited about tonight, because our guys have had a week to work on those things they needed to work on and get ready to play a team like Parkview, and this will be, I think, a real good test for us.
Yeah, Parkview ranked number 10 in 7A classification this year after some really good games. They played Shiloh last week, and they were trailing 10-7 at half, but then poured it on in the third quarter. I think I want to say they scored 25 or 30 points in that third quarter. So this is an explosive football team that we're going to have to pay attention to. I want to take some time. This segment brought to you by Deloach Body Works. Deloach Body Works on 410 North St. Augustine Road, bringing you our impact players. And we're not going to be able to do it like we normally do with Taylor and myself and Marty down on the sidelines. So Wes is going to take a few minutes to look at a couple of guys on the Parkview Panther team and give us some impact, who we think will make an impact on tonight's game for the Parkview Panthers. Who you got, Wes?
Well, right off the bat, it's number 11, their quarterback, Caleb Mitchell. He's a senior. And Caleb really likes to run this offense. And like I say, in that third quarter, they just exploded for points, and he can. Our defense is going to have to figure out a way to keep him in the pocket so that he doesn't run. But at the same time, our defensive line's got to be able to put pressure on him and to keep him from able to release that ball, because he's got some good receivers and some good running backs that can come out. So right off the bat, I look for Caleb to be one of the impact players tonight here in this Parkview game.
Well, if I'm going to look at the defensive side of the Vikings, who's going to be able to make those stops? And you're exactly right. I think you hit the nail on the head with that defensive line. They're going to have to contain him yet bring pressure. So I'm going to be looking at number 40, Devin Holmes, along with number 90, Elgin Griffin, Avi David. These are guys that are going to get in there on that defensive line. They're going to have to really force the quarterback back a little bit. As you said, number 11, Caleb Mitchell. They're going to have to put pressure on him, but then still contain him within that box. So tonight, I think our defensive line could make a huge impact if the Vikings are going to be successful for tonight's game.
Well, while you're concentrating on Caleb Mitchell for the Parkview Panthers, you've got to look out for number 6, Deion Slade. He's a 5'11", 185-pound senior, about the same size as Travis Tisdell. So
yep.
We've seen that size running back. He's also got Travis's speed, too. And if he gets to the corner, he can turn and he can carry the mail. So we've got to figure out, we've got to keep him. Not only do we have to contain Mitchell now, but we've got to keep Slade between the tackles.
Yeah, and then that's going to fall to those linebackers for the Vikings. Number 10, Jeffrey Davis. He is the field general out there. Of course, Jeffrey Davis, now a 200-pound senior, about 5'10", maybe a little bit taller than that, plays that inside on the linebackers. And he is going to be the guy. He's the man tonight that's going to have to make those tackles. He's got some outside help, but what he's going to be able to do inside is going to be, it's going to make the difference in this ball game tonight. So my impact player, also on defense for the Vikings, number 10, Jeffrey Davis.
Now, once you get, if you contain those two guys, and you can keep the ball out of these three guys' hands, because they've got three excellent receivers there. They've got wide receiver Justin Long, 6'1", 175-pound senior, that can move, weave in and out, weave, and I mean, he can do things with the ball. Once he gets it, he gets yardage after the catch. But the guy they really got to watch is number 23, Miles Marshall. 6'3", 200-pounder. Miles is a big man, a lot like Xavier Jenkins, only had the bulk of a tight end. So you've got to be really physical against him whenever you're defending him on the pass.
Well, guys like number three, Brenton E. Carter, 5'10", 165-pound senior, who has moved from the wide receiver position to that cornerback position this year, is going to be that impact player. Then you throw in number 15, who had a phenomenal game last week, Austin Robinson. I think we called his name a number, I don't know how many times last week, in that defensive back spot. Then you throw in your safeties like number 12, Fred Stewart. These are guys, you're right, they're going to have to play smart football. They're going to have to be aware of where they are on the field, get their head turned around. Brenton E., in that cornerback spot, is still learning that position. He's going to have to get his head on a swivel, get it turned around, because these are great wide receivers for the Parkview Panthers. So our impact players defensively in the defensive backfield, we're going to keep an eye on guys like number three, Brenton E. Carter.
And you want to look at, I thought they had him listed as a kick returner, but number two is also a wide receiver. He's a sophomore, 5'9", Malik Robinson. Malik has J.D. Lee speed.
Yeah.
He has Travis Dillville speed. He's the type of guy that if he gets a block or two here or there, they set up a wall, he can be dangerous. So that's another guy we have got to stop. And another factor in tonight's ball game, we don't like to talk about it, Bill, but another factor is those fellas coming to you to your left down there. You see him walking up the field? Peach State. That's where they're from.
Peach State officials, okay.
And we've not had a lot of success with Peach State officials for some reason when you go back and look at those games, but that's who we have tonight. That's who was scheduled for last night's game, and they just, of course, they still got it tonight. But it's still, no matter what happens, what they do, we still got to play football.
Yeah, I did get a text just now, give you an update. Taylor Biddle is on his way. He's called an Uber, and he has jumped in an Uber car. He's on his way, about 30 minutes.
What's an Uber?
Yeah, Uber, you don't know Uber? Uber is the new taxi. Yeah, it's a great service. You can actually just on your phone, you've got an Uber app. You hit the button. It'll tell you what kind of car is coming, what the driver's name is, what he looks like, and when he's going to get there. You get in his car. It's probably a tenth of what a cab is.
Hmm.
And it's a unique little service that is called Uber. It's big in the large cities, Atlanta, of course, Washington, D.C., New York City. It's become a real popular thing. So Taylor's on his way via Uber. We're going to look at some more impact players. Offensively, I'm going to start taking a look at the Laontai Vikings. You can't start or end with anyone but number one, Michael Barrett, the quarterback. He has to be your impact player. I don't care what game it is, what's going to happen. Our offense goes as Michael Barrett goes. If Michael is successful, this whole team can be successful. And I hate to say we put that kind of pressure on a young man, but only a junior, 6 foot, 200 pounds, a great athlete. But if he has the kind of game that he's capable of, I don't think there's a game we can't win because he keeps you in it. He started to excel in the passing game. He's a phenomenal runner. I mean, anytime he gets an open slot, he can take off and run. But he's developing into a good passer. Over the 7-on-7s this summer, he improved there. We saw him in the spring game, and he looked very apprehensive. Like, I don't know, but it's come on. He's gotten very confident. He's hitting his wide receivers down the field. So I tell you what, you can't go anywhere without calling Michael Barrett your impact player.
Well, I've got a name, too, on defense for Parkview. Better bookends. Number 54 and number 55, Anthony McClellan and Hancock Burhane. Burhane, he is a senior, 6'2", 235. And, he's 6 foot 240. McClellan, on the other hand, is 6'2", 235. They're almost identical except for those two inches. But they're their bookend defensive ends. They run that three-man front. Those two guys, those two defensive ends, are strong.
Yeah.
They are the bulk of that team, along with a linebacker. But those two guys, we've got to figure out a way to keep them away from Michael Barrett, away from our running backs, and when that offensive line is going to have to grow up a little bit and play hard against these two guys.
Well, continuing on offense for the Vikings, you're exactly right. That offensive line, we could sit here and talk about the things that they're going to need to do, but this is a young team. They're going to have to grow up tonight. I'm not saying they're going to make a huge impact, but they're going to have to do their job to help others make impacts. We talk about our running backs, number 6, Travis Tisdale, number 21, J.D. Lee. J.D. Lee, only 5'6", that scat back kind of normal, but the type or body type running back that Lowndes has become familiar with, the little scat back. Then you throw in Travis Tisdale, 5'11", 180 pounds, who is the fastest kid on this team. There's no, hands down, he is the fastest. It's been said how fast he's run a 40, how fast he's run a 100, you know, all these different things. Either way, he's fast. The one thing he's still developing is football sense. He's only a 5'11 sophomore. So as a young man who is learning to read where the blocks are, we saw him make some great runs over the last week or two, and they've been great when he gets open. But he's got to learn to find the hole, weigh on the hole, be able to explode through the hole. J.D. Lee brings that to us. If he can learn what J.D. Lee knows now, there's no stopping Travis Tisdale. But our running backs have got to be impacts tonight.
Well, the guy that's going to be queuing on both those running backs is inside linebacker number 58, Noah McCullough. McCullough is a 5'8", 205-pound senior, projected Division I starter, Bill. This guy, even though they run that 3-4, he's the heart and soul, really, of that Parkview defense. He calls the defensive signals. He tells them what to do. But when you look at the and you move back from him, you look at their defensive backs. They've got those four defensive backs sitting back there. Three of them are seniors. They've got a lot of experience, a lot of playing time here at Parkview. So that means guys like Xavier Jenkins, Tavon Kyle, Tyson Harris, they've got their work cut out against some guys that know how and can play football.
Yeah, they really do. Of course, our wide receivers, and we have to throw them in as impact players now for the Vikings because we can throw the ball, and we obviously do. Tyson Harris is kind of the unsung hero. The guy that is not number 25, he's not number 13, he's number 4. He is his own man. He's a great punt returner. He gets open. He runs great routes from the slot position, and that really fits who he is perfectly. He can get open underneath. He's a great possession receiver. Number 4, Tyson Harris, has got to be an impact player. Now, they're going to key on number 25, Xavier Jenkins. That's just the fact of life. 6'5", almost 200 pounds. He's a senior, extremely fast. He's got a lot of upside potential, so they're going to be looking at number 25. Number 13, though, Tavon Kyle, a junior, 6', has a great possession. When he gets open, he can get it for you. That's the big key for him, is that he's going to get his hands on the ball. He's going to make the catch, and he's going to hang on. And that's a huge piece for us trying to get third down conversions, that kind of thing. Michael Barrett's going to be able to find number 13, Tavon Kyle. But my primary impact player for tonight's game, number 4, Tyson Harris.
Well, Tyson, we saw Tyson last week. I say 3 punts he returned for touch. I say 3 punts he returned for touchdowns. One, the first one called back at the 3 by a block in the back.
Yep.
The next one, the turf monster got him at the 5.
Sure.
Otherwise, he's in the end zone. The third one, he finally got into the end zone. So very dangerous return man. Didn't see a lot of that out of him last year. Now, as a sophomore, well, I will always remember that punt he returned against Lee County when we were over there. But he come back and showing us what he can do as a return man.
Yeah, he's just going to be, he said, before we came into this year, he understood this is his senior year. This is his year. There's nothing else left. If he's going to make an impact anywhere, it's going to be right now, this year. And he took that to heart, and it means a lot to him. We lost to Valdosta. He turned to, of all people, Tim Tebow. Remember Tim Tebow's speech about, I lost this game, it's never going to happen again? That's what he's building from. That's his inspiration, is Tim Tebow, who said, I know we made some mistakes in this game, and yes, we lost it, but we're going to take this and we're going to turn it around and make ourselves better because of this game. Now, I'm not saying he's guaranteeing we're going to win all the rest of the games, but he's putting his heart and soul in it, that's for sure.
Yes, sir, he is, and I tell you what, there's a group of guys out there. We haven't talked about them much, Bill, much this year, and they're young. They're awfully young, but they are still, and they've got a little ways to go before they earn that name. But that's the Sons of Thunder.
Yep, that offensive line, they've got some good kids out there. There's some strength. There's some weaknesses, and they're going to need to work on those as the season gets better because, obviously, we've got to have the line. I helped coach a young Pee-wee team one time, and the guy that was helping us coach made the greatest comment. He said, Mickey Mouse can run for a touchdown if he's got a great offensive line. And
absolutely,
he's right. I mean, if you've got a great offensive line, all you need to do is open the hole. Your running back will run through it. And that's what they're going to have to develop. That 07 is still, I think in our hearts, probably one of the best offensive lines that this team has seen, at least in my 12 years.
Well, I tell folks, I think about, guys that we had Levi Vitas,
yep,
and those guys, and in 2007, and if you think I'm exaggerating, I'm not. If Levi was here, he would tell you, yeah, we did this. That offensive line would come to the line of scrimmage, look at the defensive linemen and the linebackers and say, the play's coming right here. Stop it.
Yeah.
And that's where it would come. Literally, they'd say, you've got to stop it. They had the confidence. They had the skill. And I use that word again, confidence. They had the confidence that it didn't matter who was in front of them, they would move them. And 9 times out of 10, that offensive line opened that hole.
They did. Wes, you want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Venery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We are live at Carl Bostic Field at the home of the Big Orange Jungle, the Parkview Panthers, and it'll be a 7:30 kickoff. We're going to take a 2-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network. When we come back, we'll take a look at what the field is like and what we can expect as we go into tonight's game against the Parkview Panthers. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to the Lounge Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery, skillfully roasted, artfully blended, and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. I'm Bill Osborne, along with Wes James. We are live at Carl Bostic Field here at the home of the Parkview Panthers in Lilburn, Georgia, as our Vikings get ready to take on the Parkview Panthers. Looking down on the field, the Vikings going through warm-ups here to our right. As we said, the white Nike pants, white Nike jerseys now with the crimson numbers, the crimson helmet with the silver Viking on the helmet. The Parkview Panthers, orange pants, orange helmet. They are in all orange. And if you're wondering what they look like, go look at Clemson. That's exactly. The paw print, the orange color, everything reminds you of the Clemson Tigers.
Hey, I got a trivia question for you about Clemson.
What's that?
What does IPTE stand for?
I don't know. I see it all the time. It's part of their fundraising thing.
It was. And in the beginning, it was everybody agreed to give $10. I pay 10.
IPTA.
IPTA. I pay 10 a year.
Oh, 10 a year. Okay.
So that was IPTE. I pay 10 a year. It was $10 a year.
Hey, I remember when Florida State was $25 a year, too, but that's a long time ago now.
Hey, I got to ask you, where are you going to be Monday night?
Monday night, I will be, unfortunately, at a funeral visitation, and then I'll be going to watch the football game.
Then you're going.
Then I'll be watching. No, I'm not going to the game. I'll be watching it.
Oh, you're
at
home. Not?
No.
Oh, where are your tickets at?
I don't have tickets to that game. It's actually in Orlando.
I figured you might have tickets.
No.
But I got to say, Miss Taylor being here, Chuck Lawrence,
yeah,
Larry Godwin, Taylor Stubbs, Marty Rogers. But I'm going to tell you, I was standing here smiling a while ago because this brings back so many memories of how many years, we did this 2005 and 2006 by ourselves.
And most of
7 until we added Marty.
Yeah, sometime in 08 we added Marty because he actually was at the Dome with us, not really part of the crew, but he came up during halftime and gave a report and things like that. And we said, man, we really need a sideline guy. Talked to Black Crow Media. They got us a sideline microphone. And as you can say, it probably grew from there because that was the beginning of the Viking voice.
And we actually did basketball together.
Right.
And then we did football.
Baseball.
Then baseball. And sure. then after a little while, Ms. Osborne said, you need to spend a little more time at home. So you quit doing basketball.
Yep.
And a fellow named Steve Sane started doing it with me. And then we rolled into, then you and I were doing baseball, and I got real busy, and Steve took over basketball.
Steve was kind of basketball. I was helping him some, and we've got pretty well scheduled now. You and I do football along with Taylor and Marty and all the whole gang. We get to basketball. Steve Sains, along with Joe Stubbs now, does a great job with Lounge High Basketball. I want to remind everybody, you can listen to that online at thevikingvoice.com once basketball season begins. Baseball also online at thevikingvoice.com. All you have to do is go to our website, click on the link, listen in, and you know, you're listening to live sports. Chuck Lawrence and I are doing baseball now.
And I want to say, we want to say still our thoughts and prayers with Steve Saint's hip replacement surgery. Hopefully he'll be back in the press box, if not next Friday night, the following Friday night. We get a text from him every now and then. He's coming along fairly well. And Steve, buddy, we can't wait to see you back up there at Martin Stadium in the press box.
Yeah, I know. He's excited about getting back himself. He's ready to be back. I know anytime he's down, it's always difficult. He loves to fish. He can't get out on the boat and fish, not right now either, so he's suffering at home. Maybe he's listening tonight. If so, Steve, we're thinking about you, and hopefully you'll be back very soon into the press box to be the PA announcer for the Vikings.
Bill, I know we're about 15 minutes away from kickoff, and we know there's, you know, we've gone to region, we've gone to the 7A classification. There's only four schools south of Atlanta that's in a region. Everybody else has in 7, 8, 10,
and 5 at the minimum, right?
Whatever. And we're the only one that has four. And you say, well, okay, you're automatically in the playoffs. No, here's how it's going to work. And I was talking to Mr. Taylor earlier, and he'll be with me next week on our at a halftime for just a brief interview. We haven't done that yet this year. We're going to do that one, getting that out of the way next week. And but what's going to happen is every week the GHSA is supposed to release their power rankings. And what happens is once they announce all the teams that's made the playoffs, there's going to be one slot available, and that is in Region 1, 7A. That's that fourth slot that's going to be available.
Right.
And it will go to the highest-ranked team that's not qualified for the playoffs, which it could be a team from Region 1, 7A, or it might be a team from Region 8, Region 3, Region 2. So there could be a region. We could only end up with three teams in the playoffs, and some region end up with five teams. But they should list those regions on the GHSA website. Not sure when they're going to start those, but they'll start them soon, and they'll start listing those power rankings, and you'll see where you are. And so once they take those 63 teams and place them, that 64th team or however many teams it's...
Well, we won't have that many. We only have 44 teams in 7A.
So
I'm not sure how that's going to work. We'll take a look at that as we go into continuing on into the season. Yes, the Big 44, basically, is what we have in the 7A classification. But we're not going to worry about that tonight. We're going to worry about winning ball games here against a good Parkview team. That's the one in front of us tonight. That's the game that we got to keep in mind and come out and be successful tonight against that team. Then we'll worry about the next team, which is Shiloh, and then we'll worry about Newton and anybody else after that.
Well, you know why I'm not a banker. It's 32 teams that qualify for the state playoffs.
Yeah.
So after those first 31 are placed,
right,
then that 32nd team will be the highest ranked team in the state after those 31 have made it.
Do want to remind everybody, you're listening to the Viking Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. I'm Bill Osborne along with Wes James. We are live at the Big Orange Jungle. That's the Carl Bostic Field here in Lilburn, Georgia, home of the Parkview Panthers, as our Vikings get ready to take on that Panther football team. This is going to be a huge test tonight. Looking forward to a great ball game. As I look down on the field, we didn't get a chance to talk to Coach McPherson tonight to get his thoughts. I do want to remind you, though, if you want to hear what Coach McPherson has to say, tune in on Tuesday night right here on 99.5 Kicks Country for the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Myself, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, we'll bring it all to you live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. And if you really want to experience it, come out to the Mill Pizza Buffet, 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, as we bring you the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We'll have Coach McPherson there. We'll have the impact players of the game as well. Now during the national anthem and so forth, we're going to take our 3-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network. When we come back, it'll be just about time for kickoff. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break on the Viking Radio Network. And welcome back to the Lounge Countdown to Kickoff. Well, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services, as we've just had the national anthem. Wes, I did want to take just a minute to... Before we get kicked off and talk about this game, let's talk about real life. I want to take just a moment and let everyone know, of course, our thoughts and prayers with the Hall family, Rebecca Hall, and that family's loss during the preceding week, of course, the bus accident. There's so many others, too, Wes, that were injured. One was still in ICU but doing better. Others were minor injuries, things like that. But, you know, you put your kids on the bus and you don't expect to have that kind of situation. But our hearts, thoughts, prayers, everything with that Hall family, of course, that's a huge loss. And anytime you lose a child, it's just horrendous.
you don't expect ever, as a parent, you never expect to lose a child.
Right.
I've never
had that situation. I've got family who have, and I've got friends who have, and it's something they'll never, ever, ever get over. They'll move past, and they'll have other things in their life, but they will always, always have that child.
You know, I just passed August 22nd, just a few days ago, August 22nd, my oldest daughter would have turned 38 years old. And but you're right, you cherish those memories, and you never get over that loss. And sometimes, now she was 36, but you look at a teenager,
15,
like
right.
15 years old, and things like that. And as somebody said, and I hope it's taken the right way, don't matter whether you're a Viking,
yeah,
a Trojan, a Wildcat, what you are, if you were given the choice of your football team never winning another football game and that child being brought back, what do you choose?
You choose that child being here. I want to thank Parkview, too. During their moment of silence, they were remembering someone in their community, an older gentleman who passed away, but then they very nicely done mentioned Rebecca Hall and, of course, all the other injured people on that bus as well, and very class act by the Parkview Panthers.
Very, very. And Bill, give you a little touchy subject now. Let's talk about a little NFL football for a minute.
All right, go ahead.
How do you feel about the NFL decision to allow players to sit during the national anthem?
You and I are patriotic, so I believe and I love the fact that we live in a country that allows you to do that, to stand or not stand. And the fact is, that is what our country allows. But when you're in a place of prominence like someone like that, it does add a bad light. Now, if you just sit down and quietly don't observe for whatever reason, that's fine. But when you take to Twitter and you take to Instagram and you make a public stance about it, trying to bring attention to yourself, I have a problem with that.
Well, I like what I had a Vietnam veteran call me, and we were talking about that. He said, I fought. I had friends and family who fought and died for that man's right to be able to do that.
Sure.
But then I had another person who called me and said, when he goes and comes back without an arm, without a leg, then let him make that decision whether I want to stand or not. And I said, you know, I see both ways, but like I said, when you're in a position of prominence, there's a way of doing things respectfully, and then there's a way of just saying, hey, I'm going to be Bush about it, and I personally, I don't think he handled it the correct way.
Well, I think we have moved into the United States of the offended. We everyone has a cause, everyone is offended by something, and the loud minority is who is getting, as the old saying, squeaky wheel gets the grease. Excuse me. That's what's happening. Is so many of the things going on in the world are coming from minorities. But we as the majority sometimes don't get to stand up and make that same claim. But nonetheless, enough politics. It's time for football, Wes.
And on the far side of the field, the captains have come out. I can see number 40, that's Devon Holmes. Number 55, Bill, looks like Tucker Barnes.
Right.
The other two numbers are turned sideways to me.
All right. And we'll get Parkview has not made their way out onto the field yet. They're going to, of course, run through their run-through, I'm sure. And
6,800 Finley. And the one to the far right,
and I don't know if that's going to be captains or not yet, Wes. I would be surprised if Hunter Finley was a captain.
Might just be the standing at the 50 of those, but they walked out together. Of course, they're coming.
Hunter is the senior. I was thinking Jalen Goss.
There comes the umpire with the Parkview captain.
All right, I'm going to read you your numbers. You go ahead. 42.
And let me get their jersey over here. I'm in their roster. Number 42 is Kenneth Henry.
2
is Malik Washington.
Number 6
is Deion Slade.
And number 38.
Number 38 is Chancey Whitley. Those are your captains for the Parkview Panthers. And I've not seen the referee yet. Oh, he's. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, that's not him down there.
Well, we're not. There's Taylor Biddle, so he's going to come up here.
You take that, and I'll take this right here. As Bill goes to get Taylor his stuff and get him down on the field before the kickoff, trying to get down before the coin toss, and if he does, it's going to be a miracle. We've got about 6 minutes to go here before kickoff. The Panthers 6-5 last year, losing to Roswell in the first round of the playoffs, and they played Shiloh, our opponent, next week. They played Shiloh last week and came back, scored a bunch of points in the third quarter to take a big lead over Shiloh. Of course, our Vikings just walked over Bayside. Shiloh will be at Martin Stadium next Friday night at 8 o'clock. And, of course, those were your Lounge captains, as we called them out to you. And they'll move to one end of the field. Still looking for the White Hat standing down there by himself, Bill. I hadn't seen that before. He's standing down here. You've got two officials over there with our captains. There they come. There comes the...
And we might get the coin toss after all there, Wes.
We might.
Taylor's got to catch his breath, though. He ran all the way up steps. I ran halfway down to meet him, so...
Well, I tell you what. Actually, this is going to be pretty neat. It looks like Taylor may walk out from the Parkview side of the field.
Well, he's going to. Now he's going to get across the other side.
And you're wondering where, if you just turned in, you're saying, where is Marty Rogers? Well, Marty is an insurance adjuster, and he'd had almost twice as many claims last night as what he'd had the whole month of August. He has been a busy, busy young man on Friday and today. Chuck Lawrence could not make it. Larry Godwin doing something very special for his family. He's with them. And, of course, Taylor Stubbs could not make it. Taylor Biddle was up here for the Georgia-North Carolina game, and Taylor left that game, a very important college football game, to be here for this one. And there come the captains.
Listen, can you hear us out there? Go ahead. If you're down there, go ahead.
What's up, guys?
Hey, welcome, Taylor.
Good to be here. The power of Uber, my friends. The power of Uber.
Yeah, we had to school Wes on what Uber was.
Yeah, I left the stadium. It was a great game, but I had to leave to get here to watch the Vikings. And when I left, they started scoring touchdowns, so that's a good thing.
There you go.
Hey, I'm a Tar Heel fan. Would you go back?
All right, we're
no
gonna
chance.
We're gonna have Taylor out there for the coin toss. We already talked about who the captains were. Let's send Taylor Biddle out there for the equipment parts supply. Sideline updates. All right, both teams, four team captains for Parkview, four for the Vikings, as Taylor makes his way out to midfield, right on the orange paw. All right, they're introducing. You can hear a little bit out there on the field. We'll get more as he's ready to make that announcement. Want to remind everybody, of course, we're not going to have live stats. Want to thank Page Heating and Air for their stat sponsorship.
What do you call?
I figured out a way to get him in, Bill.
You want to call, sir?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're first, please. The Georgia High School Association and its member schools have made a commitment to promote good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators at all.
What goal, sir?
Thanks in advance.
You want to kick that one? Gentlemen, put your back right here.
Guys, we won the toss. We're deferring.
All right, sounds good. So we are going to defer